In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, since in our calendar there is nobody's feast day, today we have the Mass of yesterday, that is the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. So if you came to the Low Mass yesterday, this Mass is the same as you heard yesterday. And the Gospel of this Mass of 20th Sunday after Pentecost, it presents us a touching story of a father whose son is very, very sick and is about to die. And this father comes to our Lord, who is living now in Capernaum, and asks and pleads that he would heal his son. And lots of people have gathered to see Jesus, but this father pushes his way through the crowds and makes his ardent plea. And our Lord, still addressing to the crowds, says to them that unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. In this way, our Lord wanted to tell that they should have faith and trust in him, not to see just extraordinary things like wonders and great miracles, but listen what he says and hear and believe him, because our Lord Jesus, he had the words of everlasting life. But when the father continues his pleads, our Lord has compassion and mercy towards him. So lovingly, our Lord says to him, "Go your way, your son lives." And at that moment, our Lord assured this grieving father that everything will be okay and the son will be saved. So immediately the father sets his way back home, because he lives very far away and has traveled a long way to see Jesus. And when the father finally gets home, he is greeted by his servants at the door, and that they give him the good news that his son is healthy again and would live. And then the father's great relief finds expression in his first question: "When did you notice the change?" And the servants answer to him, "At 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon." And the father truly sees that it was at the precise moment when our Lord spoke to him and reassured him that the son would truly live. There was something about our Lord which had already caused the father to believe in our Lord's word, but now his great faith has become great and clear. The God himself has cured his son. And miracles are often performed exactly not to give us great impression, but to strengthen our faith. Our Lord very much wants us to believe into him so that we have everlasting life. And sometimes he gives us great miracles and wonders to reassure and strengthen us in our faith. But we should never be the only searchers for extraordinary things. Most of the time, faith of a Catholic shows in his fidelity to his daily duties. So, children, when you do your duties well in home and in your school, and when you listen what you are being told to and do according to the will of your superiors and your teachers and your parents, then you are doing exactly what our Lord wants you to do, regardless if he gives you great miracles or great and extraordinary events or not. The illness was something, the illness of this son of the father was meant to test the faith of the father. And we, and you also, children, in your families, might sometimes face sickness, either for somebody who you love very much or for yourself. when sickness visits you or your family, you should always place your trust totally in the hands of God, like this grieving father placed all his hope into Jesus. And you should also, if somebody is very grievously sick, always call the priest so that he could come and visit your dear sick one and bring him Holy Communion and the last sacraments if necessary. There's often a chance that the sacrament will truly heal and give back his bodily life to the sick one. But most importantly, the priest's job is to strengthen the sick in their faith so that they are well prepared to enter into heavenly life. And we must all suffer in our life, whether we want to or not, either sickness or sadness. It always faces us in life. But in this world, some suffer like the good thief on the cross, and some suffer like the bad one on the cross. All men, at some point, they will inevitably suffer. But to gain by suffering, one must offer it up and suffer with Christ, who suffered and was tortured so much on the cross. If we learn to love Jesus and place all our trust into him, like this father of the gospel did, then our reward is also like the father of the gospel. Not only we can see our dear ones growing in faith and love of God, but we ourselves can truly see how great and powerful and good and charitable our Lord is to all his children. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.